Rabbi Yom Da Kecha, we began the Maimer on Limud HaTorah, on page Kuf Pei Vav, Oiz Gimel. We spend a good part of our lives, with Hashem's help, learning Torah, and it's the centerpiece of our lives, as far as Mitzvah HaTorah, to learn Limud HaTorah. And many people simply don't know why that is. What's the tachlis of learning? What's the tachlis? Especially if a person recognizes his limitations, whether they're intellectual or as far as just time is concerned, that he's not going to become, doesn't look like he's on the path towards becoming an accomplished scholar. Becoming a Talmud Chacham. So many times over the years, Chavra have shared with me this frustration that learning and not remembering, and I learn things and they were wonderful, but then they're gone, they disappear. And as we get older, that it's harder for most people to hold on to things as they get older. But even when we're younger, again in the yeshiva, we were told over and over and over again that we have to chaz, we have to review. But for a person whose lifestyle, who's working, and who's trying to learn a little bit, it's very hard to do that, to live with chazara. It's not like you're in yeshiva and you have all day to learn and to review and to chazar. So, Baruch Hashem, there are some wonderful new programs out there to help with the reviewing and with the remembering. But it raises the whole question of why is it that we're doing all of this? What is this enterprise of Limud HaTorah? So that's what this maimer is about. Of course, this is all in light of the Derech HaBaal Shem. To understand what is this inyan. So on page Kuf Pei Vav, Ayis Gimel, Seif Gimel. U'bezeh Novin es Shatshuva L'Sheilu Shepasachnu Ba, this, what I just was mentioning, this is the question that we began with. Once one understands that the Ikar HaTorah, the Inyan of Torah, is the Or of Elokus, that it's Hashem's light. As Ayuvan Shekol Mi She'osek Bo Karoi, then we understand that whoever learns Torah, whether he remembers or he doesn't remember what he's learned, when a person understands the tachlis of Limud HaTorah, then it becomes clear. Shekol Mi She'osek Bo Karoi, that if you learn Torah with the right mindset, u'misametz l'knois l'fi kochel, you try to acquire Torah according to your abilities, mekabel es ha'or eloki shaba, then you are receiving that or ha'eloki that's in the Torah. Ke'av she'bishvil ha'sig es ha'or tzarech l'das es ha'tor la'hamik ba. Because even though, in order to acquire this light, you have to understand Torah, you have to try to learn it as deeply as possible, mikomakom, nevertheless, ein zeh toli b'tartzah, having this connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the strongest connection possible, which is through Limud HaTorah, having this connection doesn't depend upon the totza'ah, meaning doesn't depend upon your becoming a Rav Moshe Feinstein. Doesn't depend upon the results or having some sort of a faher, a test in June to see how did you do this past year. And if you pass the test, that means you have a connection to God. And if you fail the test, it means that your Torah was just, you didn't review it, it didn't work, you're a failure. Elibam ma'amatsa ba'amal. The whole inyan of Torah is that avoda that a person is making that effort according to his abilities, whatever they are intellectually, time, and so on, to try hard to learn. The Yehudi sha'omal b'tar l'fi kochel. And therefore, a Jew who tries, as according to his kaiches, who tries to learn Torah, azay bevada yiskel kabbalas or, he's makabel that or. Whether you feel it, you don't feel it, there are ways to strengthen the feeling of that or, which we're going to talk about. But whether you feel it or you don't feel it, you're makabel the or. Because that's you're on the program. That's the program. The program is limud haTorah, and putting your kaiches, whatever they are intellectually and otherwise, to putting your kaiches into limud haTorah. That's it. It's not whether you're brilliant. It's not whether you're able to say over Blat Gemara by heart. That's not the avod of limud haTorah. V'vata yiska lekabel asar gam im lo zocher liskos limudov. So even if you don't remember. Mr. Rav, the Baal Tanya, says in Shulchan Aruch that such a person, when he's 120, all the Torah that he learned and that he forgot is given to him. And it's a very nice, wonderful gift when he is brought to his place in Olam Haba. Here's all the Torah that you learned your entire life. Every single word that you ever learned, every single word, every thought of Torah that you ever had is given back to you. And that's even for a person who's not necessarily an amkin, who's not able to understand the depths of Torah. He's not a lamdan. He's not a person with such brilliance. Umimela hamitzvah lahagas b'Torah yom v'layla. Therefore, the mitzvah of learning Torah, that there should be some limud haTorah in the day and in the night, sheyaches l'chol yehudi, that's for everybody, b'chol matzav, in every matzav, not just when you're in yeshiva. See, many of the chevra come out of yeshiva feeling that if I'm not able to learn this way, that my learning is worthless. And because of that, there's all of this stuff going on, and books that have to be written, and shmuzen that have to be given to especially in Eretz Yisrael, where there's such a significant population of guys that are learning Torah for many years, that what happens when you leave yeshiva? And how do you transition from being a person that's learning all day long and learning in depth to becoming a balabas? To somebody that can't do that, that's no longer in a position to be able to do that. I think I told you over the years, maybe more than once, a very beautiful story. I was very touched by it. That I heard this from Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik's son-in-law, Rabbi Marcus Zichron Levracha. I once in Toronto. I was once there. I was once giving a talk in Canada many years ago, and I stayed with Rabbi Marcus. It was in his shul, and that's Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik's son-in-law. And I'm sure many of you know that Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik had a terrible stroke some years before he was nifter. And Rabbi Marcus told me that he was either in the hospital or he was in rehab, Rabbi Aaron, and he came in, Rabbi Marcus came into the room to visit him. And he saw that Rabbi Aaron, his father-in-law, had a Gemara Brachas. Had a Gemara Brachas in front of him. He was learning Brachas. And Rabbi Marcus said to him, Brachas? You know, that's, in Brisk, that's not a sign of accomplishment. Brachas? I couldn't believe it. He saw him learning Gemara. He was sitting with the Gemara Brachas. You know, Zvachim, Menachas, Tmura, you know. He saw him sitting with a Brachas. Well, they did that when they were children, and then it finished. On their madriga. Or if they learn it, they learn it secretly. But not that anybody should see them, should catch them, the Gemara Brachas. So Marcus was just laughing. He says, should I have Brachas? So he said, when I was the Brisker Rosh Hashiva, when I was Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik, so then I was able to learn other things. But because of my illness, I'm not able to concentrate and I can't learn those other things. So now I'm Aaron Soloveitchik, a balabas in Chicago. And an Elich balabas learns the Daf Yomi, and that's today's Daf Yomi. Mm-hmm. Also, in Brisk, Daf Yomi is mamash a dirty word. He says, but now I'm no longer Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, the Rosh Hashiva. I'm Aaron Soloveitchik, a balabas in Chicago. And it's a very touching story. And he said it wasn't said with any bitterness or any sadness. This is the mitzvah of my life right now. And I am going to connect the Torah Hashem to the best of my ability. So he was once a few weeks before, whatever it was, a great genius and a world class guardian. And now he said, I'm not anymore. I can't. So this is who I am now. So that's Limud HaTorah. And Mimela HaMitzvah L'Hagis says, L'chol Yud B'chol Matzav, B'glal Shebuchol Rega V'Rega Shalimud, the top of the second column, Kuf Pevav, because every single moment of learning, Shebuchol Rega V'Rega Shalimud, B'chol Mila Shal Torah, and every single word that a person is learning. B'chol Mila Shal Torah, every word. The Vilna Gaon holds that there's a mitzvah derives of Limud HaTorah with every single word. HaYehudi Nidbog BaHashem Zbarach. The person becomes connected, is strengthening that attachment to Hashem. U'makabel L'Toichai Od Or Eloki. And is receiving within himself, he's receiving more of this Elokus, of this light of Elokus. V'od HaSaga. With every drop of understanding, He receives od emuna, more emuna. With that elokus comes the strengthening of emuna. Va'od kirvas elokim, and more closeness to Hashem. Umimela hatorelas belimud. Therefore, the advantage of being a person who learns Torah, of learning, is lo tluya klal b'hatzlocha hachitzonis b'sofer shel halimud. Doesn't depend at all on the external hatzlacha of your being able to dazzle people with some brilliant dvar Torah, or how much you know, or whether you could compete in some sort of an event to repeat or to answer questions. That's not the tachlis of Limud HaTorah, and doesn't depend upon that type of hatzlacha. If a person has kishranis and kaiches nisa, very nice. But that's not the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's not the tachlis of Talmud Torah. El b'chol limud, any learning Torah, sheyehudi mis'ameitz lamud, that you put in an effort to the best of your abilities to learn, to understand. L'fikach u'makabel asar. You're plugged in to that or, to that light. U'mishi yisbeinin b'zeh. Could you imagine how many lives of how many bachim could be saved by just the last paragraph or two that we learned? Mamish to save their lives. But if some of the rebbeim would catch on that they heard that, they would then give a long sikha to explain how this is not true. It's said. But u'mishi yisbeinin b'zeh yikabel cheshek nifla luma. Anybody who thinks about this, who thinks deeply about this, will feel a tremendous cheshek to learn in every moment of learning. B'chol matzav b'zman, every single, whatever the matzav is in life, not just when you're in yeshiva, and not just when it's the seder, not just when it's the zman, wherever you are in the world, at any moment of your life. It's not in you like, I finished a program, or I graduated, or I know this. It's not a curriculum. It's not a program of study. It's not college. It's not graduate school. That whole way of thinking that has led to a lot of what we're seeing is that the guys that will learn during the Zman, and then when it's been a Zman, they don't look at the Sefer. They don't pick up a Sefer. And he said, what happened? You're learning the whole year in yeshiva? So the answer is it's ben hazman b'kivut. I mean, this, you graduated? What's ben hazman? So then there'll be some very nice rabbis will say, the poor boy, give him a break, he's tired. What does that mean? No one's telling you have to put in 12 hours. Why aren't you opening up a chumash to learn Parshas HaShavua? You're learning the whole year. Why aren't you looking at a Gemara at all? Learn some Mishnayis. Shnai Mikra HaTargum. I mean, something. I'm off. I had a rough year. Yeah. How did such a thing come to be? Because when the learning is presented in such a way where it's result oriented, then we're talking about graduation. Then we're talking about finishing the course of study. Then we're talking about extended and intense ben hazmanim situations, ben hastarim situations. Young people being overly exhausted and tired and incapacitated for weeks, not able to open up a sefer and so on. I'm not saying chalila that that's everybody, but anybody who's familiar with our world knows that there's no shortage. And the frustration that parents have that why isn't Maishi looking in a sefer for the whole Nisan, like, you know, what's up with him? No, we were under the impression he's one of the biggest masmidim in the yeshiva. The Torah says when he's registered for the course. But when the course is finished, so he accomplished. He set out to accomplish something, which is beautiful, and he was praised for having succeeded in what he accomplished. And now it's called the time of not having to accomplish, because it's not about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not about connecting to Hashem's Bach. It's not about this or Eloki. It's about results or accomplishment, not about the act of learning itself, the vacus that comes with learning itself. When a person understands and is excited about this tachlis of Limud HaTorah, the true tachlis, which is Dveikus B'Hashem, so then there's a cheshek that whenever he's able to grab a word, a sentence, it's not a matter of being davke in this environment. There are plenty of Jews that I saw growing up that spent their days in places that were not environmentally friendly to Limud HaTorah. But every minute they had, they would look in a sefer. And when they would come home, they'd be exhausted. They would go to a shiur to have a chavrusa. Whether they were able to remember what they learned, they weren't able to remember what they learned. Were they able to make a siyum, or they couldn't make a siyum? Were they able to be part of some big event celebrating, you know, their accomplishments? Or they just quietly opened up a sefer or a gemara and would learn a little bit and close it and give it a kiss and say goodnight to Hashem, which is how we lived for thousands of years. Ki kol echad yeh mishayiyah. Because every single person, whoever he is, im koidim shiaschil lulmod, if before, when he sits down, before he starts to learn, yachshav v'yizbainin, he thinks about this. And even better, v'gam yomer b'peh, he actually says, hineni ha'olech achshav l'lumad Torah, I'm now about to learn Torah. I'm going to learn Torah. Kedei lehidabek b'bayri, in order to attach myself to the Creator, u'liskarav elav, and to be closer to Him, and to come closer to him and to connect him through this or that's in the Torah that I'm about to learn. And that's after learning as well. I was talking to one of the chevri yesterday about this, to like Rabbi Nachman says, to take what you learn and to turn it into davening, and to daven when you learn something, to daven about what you learned, and not just to remember it, but to daven about the actual limud that you were learning, that it should be mekuyim in your life, and to see in the Torah that you're learning all the tefillos that are there to connect to what it, to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu through that which you're learning. Just for a minute before learning and a minute after davening. As I bechol limud sheyilmud, in such a way, whenever a person's learning, bechol limud sheyilmud, anything that the person's, lefi kocho, to try his best, yilabo sipuk v'simcha, you'll be filled with sipuk, with satisfaction, and with simcha, and with joy. And not to allow yourself to be broken by someone that tells you that this is not really called learning. What is it that you're accomplishing, and who are you, and what have you achieved, and all of that stuff. Because you believe that there are payers to all your work and effort. That doesn't mean it's necessarily an Aleph plus. It doesn't mean you get your picture in the newspaper. Or they hang your picture on the wall. The peiros are shenidbak ba'aviv hatov, that you're connecting to your good father. You're connecting to Hashem's Baruch. Shezeh ha'oneg ha'godol b'yoseh sheyesh, which is the greatest oneg, the greatest pleasure that a person can have. V'hatzlocha ha'godol b'yoseh sheyesh, and that's the greatest hatzlocha that a Jew can have, is dveikus b'Hashem, connection to Hashem. Therefore, achrei kol limud karoi, as I said, or after you learn also, and try that it should be beretzifus, without interruption. That's a tremendous thing, to even if it's 15, 20 minutes without anything else, without any other thought, beretzifus, to just throw yourself into that learning. Uba mamatz lahavin lefi kochel. And try to understand according to your karchis, concentrating. Ritzifus, meaning without interruption, even if it's for a short time, and with all of your karchis, concentrating. When a person does that, Adam yotzei mole sipuk v'hagosha nefla. He feels after the learning tremendous sipuk, satisfaction, and a tremendous Hagosha, feeling. Gamim lo zochel lahavin hakol. Even if you didn't understand everything, even if you didn't come up with any brilliant insight, gamim lo zochel lo makol yom. Even if you're not a person that's zochel to sit and learn all day. Because you charged and you gave a good healthy infusion of or of that or eloki, of that light of elokus in the Torah, and you become a taller person and closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gimel. Yesh anoshim shechayshim she'ev sheliyos dovik b'Hashem Yisbarach l'lo ha'tara kedosha. There's some people who think that you could become connected, you could become dovik to Hashem without the Torah. V'yesh anoshim she'oisim ikim ha'tara kedosha v'lo ma'Hashem Yisbarach. Then you have other types of chevra that they make the ikir of Torah, understanding Torah and becoming great in Torah, v'lo ma'Hashem Yisbarach, but not having to do with Hashem. So both of these are wrong. Both of these ways of thinking are wrong. Those who think that, so my thing is not Torah, so I don't learn. So I do other things, a lot of other mitzvahs. No, I'm a good guy, I do all kinds of chesed and I do mitzvahs. My thing is not learning. That's a mistake, to think that you don't have to learn. And the other way, to think that my whole thing is learning, it doesn't not other stuff, and it's not about. It's not about Hashem. I know Hashem told me to. You know, that's the mitzvah, but that's not. It's not the Indian that we've just been talking about. Both of these are mistakes. Shnei hadrachim hem tovs. Ki ei efshar la'agil lo Hashem yisbarach lo Torah kadosha. You can't really connect to Hashem's light without Torah. Mitzad sheni, on the other hand, osu lakachas rakas a Torah kadosha lo Hashem yisbarach. On the other hand, it's forbidden to take Torah without Hashem. And all of you know that Rabbi Yonah and the Maral and the Kadmonim explained that that's what went wrong with the second Beis HaMikdash, where there was a tremendous, at that time, of the second Beis HaMikdash, where there was a tremendous amount of Liman HaTorah going on. And mitzvahs and Masam Tovim, there's a tremendous amount of Torah. But Lo Baruch HaTorah Tchila, which they explained doesn't mean that they didn't say the brachas in the morning. It means that they didn't think about the Torah being Hashem's Torah. No baruch haba Torah tchila. They didn't thank Hashem for the Torah. It wasn't about connecting to Hashem. It was just about studying, learning, but not about connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's taking the Torah without Hashem's Baruch. And we see that also doesn't work. These two don't work. Not learning, or learning without Hashem. Again, learning without Hashem can make you into a person that's smart, and maybe you know you do well on the exam, and you could say something fancy to make to people impressed or something. But as far as connection to Hashem, and you're davening, Dveikus Bashem, and so on, that type of learning without Hashem doesn't produce tzaddikim. It can produce very smart people, or educated people, but not tzaddikim. Not tzaddikim. Look at Shin Yud, the footnote.
Tzaddikim are just regular people, even a regular person. It's not even about being a tzaddik, right?
Good God-fearing Jew. Look at Shin Yud. And with this we can understand why we see that there are many people who learn Torah. It doesn't seem to help them fight against the Yetzar. Torah without Hashem doesn't do that. Without the Or of Elokus in Torah, doesn't make you necessarily into a better or finer person. Even, of course, Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, who says that we know that there's an opinion of a person who perseveres in Limud HaTorah, even if it's Shalai Lishma, the Gemara says, Shalai Lishma, Bar Lishma, and that there are curative qualities that the Torah has. But that's when the person wants that. When the person believes in that, and he thinks about that, he wants that. Not that he's some smug, self-satisfied person that can't understand why is it that he's still looking at the same websites after he just made a siyum. Like, why am I still struggling, or not even struggling, why am I still surrendering to such filth if I'm so smart? You could ask the same kasha about majoring in physics or microbiology. It doesn't necessarily make you into a better person. Lahavdil elef alfei avdalos, Torah is an or of elokus. When a person learns Torah without interest in Hashem, and without tefillah, and without wanting to have this connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu, so it doesn't necessarily help the person. Again, it's still better than not learning, of course. And there is something in the Koach of Torah that can elevate a person. But many, many chevra are frustrated that they see that they're learning. And if they speak to one of the teacher will say, well, you're not learning enough. Or you didn't review it enough. whatever it might be, but it's within the story of some failure to live up to the expectations of the program. That's why you're losing this thing with the Yetzirah. Certainly that can contribute to a person's difficulties, but that's not the shurish, that's not the root of the problem. Vasibul Zahi, the root of this problem of so many people learning Torah and it not changing their lives and it not elevating them and helping them to overcome the Yetzirah, when they were told from the very beginning of their learning that the greatest antidote, the Sam Chaim, that antidote to the Yetzirah, the way to fight against the Yetzirah is with Torah. And that's true. But it's Torah's Hashem, not the subject. Vasibul Zahi, Shetzarach Lilmol Mitoch Chippus HaTveikus Bashem Esbarach. One has to learn with this intention and this tefillah and this hope of Chippus HaTveikus Bashem Esbarach. She's the Ikra Torah, she's the Ikra Mashapol Negre Yetzirah. That's the Ikra of Torah. And that's how you get HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The same way when Hashem gave us the Torah, Anochi Hashem L'kecha, that Anochi is Ano Nafshi K'sovis Yahavis, I'm giving you myself. For those who want the Torah to work for them, they have to look for Hashem in the Torah that He gave us. If they're not interested, if that's not their thing, like sometimes when I've had this conversation, people have told me, even very learned people, if that's not my inyan, so then it doesn't have that Ano Nafshi, it doesn't have Hashem's soul. It's chalila, like a cold piece of information. It doesn't have that or velokus. Ki aideisha odem makabelas or eloki besoch libo. Because when a person receives this or velokus in his heart, besoch hagishoso in his feelings, she's anikra lilmo bedvekus, which is learning bedvekus. That excitement, that hargosha, that or is what enables him to overcome the Yetzirah. Not the knowledge, the or. Knowledge, being smart, hasn't made people into better people, not in the Jewish world and not in the non-Jewish world. Just take a look at what's happened historically in universities and what's going on now in universities. Education doesn't make a person necessarily into anything better at all. It can make a person even worse. The koch that we may not say after the Yetzirah is from the elokus that's in Torah. Is a Torah levada, therefore a person who takes the Torah just by itself. That's the meaning of Shalom Baruch HaBetorah Tchil. They didn't say Birchas HaTorah. It's just Torah itself. Without Hashem. Limudo lo yoro lo l'natzeach ase Yitzhar. That limud, that kind of learning, doesn't help you overcome the Yitzhar.
So you're
going to
speak about how does one feel the aura of Elokos
sure,
when you're
sure.
learning Shor Shanoga Hasafara.
Sure. Yeah. Back on top, this is how the Bach explains. It's the Bach, not the Baal Shem Tov, not that we have any problem with the Baal Shem Tov. It's the Bach. The Gemara says that why is it that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and we were sent into Golus? Because Shlomo Baruch HaBetorah Tchila. Shekavanosi is Baruch Haisa Shania Oskim B'Torah Kadesha Tis'atzeim Nishmasenu. Those are the words of the Bach. Simple English. Hashem's intention, Kavanosi is Baruch Haisa. Hashem's intention in giving us the Torah and the mitzvah of learning Torah is Shinia Oskim B'Torah, that we should be occupied with learning Torah. Kedei Shetisatzeim Nishmasenu, Ba'atzmus, in order that there should be this binding, that this transformation. that the atzmus of our neshamas, the essence of our neshamas, becomes ba'atzmus, becomes bound together ba'atzmus uruchnius kedushas makar moitzei Torah, with the atzmus and the ruchnius and the holiness of the one from whom the Torah comes, from Hashem. That's what Hashem gave us the Torah. That's the Bach. Ki ikir limud haTorah hu davka kshehi nilmedes bedveikus ba'Hashem Yisbarach. V'ainu sheyiskaven shebekoach limuda, that the person should have in mind, that with the koach of his learning, yiskel lihidavek elov Yisbarach. They should be zeicher lihidavek elov Yisbarach b'yeser seis, as much as possible. Look at Shin Yud Aleph. And once a person understands that the tachlis is, this is the tachlis, is dveikus b'Hashem, then he also understands that it doesn't have to davke be this limud or davke that limud. Doesn't davke have to be this curriculum or that curriculum? It's limud haTorah. B'makom shelibcha chofer, it's what the Torah that you enjoy, the Torah that you connect to, the Torah that you feel, you relate to. Doesn't have to davke be this or that. That holy need of davke this or that. Or to take some void that's not, you know, particularly sharp, and to torment him and telling him that this is the only way we can, like this is West Point, and we're going to beat you into shape, and the only way we could beat you into shape is by learning this Gemara that you can't fathom and you'll never get because you just don't have the ability to get. To tell him that, you know, this is the key to your success, is learning this Gemara. And the boy just feels always like he's a failure. And he's not able to understand that. And Kilo, that's the key to being a Ben Torah, is Davka this Gemara, and Davka this Shiurim, and Davka this level of learning. And it wasn't long until that began to spawn all kinds of different, a need for different yeshivas that are for guys that are not particularly great at it, which we never had when I was younger. We all sat together in the same class. Some understood more, some understood less, but we didn't have to. There was no selection that took place. There was no rabbi standing with a white glove, you to the right and you to the left. We didn't have that in those years. The yeshivas were thrilled to get anybody at that time. If you were Jewish, you were in, period. No special yeshiva for the gifted, or for yeshivas for guys who are dumb. From the time that they're kids, they feel that they're idiots, because they were sent to the left. So they line up and they get their outfits and they go into the yeshiva for the dumb, especially yeshiva for the less gifted. There's no such thing. For thousands of years, we never had such an Indian. We never had such a way of learning Torah. It's never understood that that's a matter of accomplishment. Of course, there were higher level of learning and people were brilliant, but it was understood that they went to learn by a certain Rosh Yeshiva and they were in a class of their own, and all of Am Yisrael was proud of them. And we were thrilled that we have such Jews. But it wasn't that less intelligent or mediocre chevra, as far as their sharpness is concerned, that they looked at themselves as being failures, or underaccomplished, or worthless, or anything like that. And Mimela, more schools, different schools, more therapists, and more medication, and a lot of stuff that's going on. It wasn't ever understood in such a way. It was limud haTorah, was a privilege to sit and learn whatever you learn. It's good. You try your best. That's it. That's the story. You're in. You want to learn, you're in. That's how it was. Not so long ago. I'm not talking about 1,000 years ago. That's limud haTorah. Therefore, if you learned and Shin Yud Aleph, and another benefit of this is that when you're excited about what you're learning, and you're learning in this way, of Dveikus and Ruchnius, you remember more. It seeps deeper into who you are. So in the end, you can be more successful with this also. You know that you remember something that made an impression on you, and something that was meaningful to you, you remember more. We used to have finals in college and cram the night before and get an A on the exam, and the next day they ask you anything. You said, I don't know. You knew the whole thing by heart the day before. I remember something from the stuff in college or graduate school. I don't remember anything. Not just because I'm forgetting. I deleted it after. I was done because I completed the course and I succeeded. And that was it. I'm done. I finished that, whatever that course was, in English literature and philosophy, psychology. I'm done. It's June. Or now, I think they graduate like May 1st or something. But I'm finished. I succeeded. I got an A, or an A+, and so I'm now getting into the next place of learning that I'm going to forget. But when something is deep inside of you, because you care about it, and it's meaningful to you, and you feel that it's changing your life and who you are, you're much more likely to retain. Doesn't mean that you retain every detail, but you're much more likely to retain, to remember. Just like we remember those things in life that made a deep impression on us, you're much more likely to retain. Okay, Shin Yud Aleph. So v'im loy me bedvekes v'ruchni is as I lo yipo l'shikcha. Ki b'emes has seichel huruchni. Because the seichel of a person is ruchnius. The mind is the seat of the neshama. I mean, the mind, the seichel, is ruchnius. U'memeilu hu yochel lit pais kol atar kulu. The mind, therefore, is capable of grasping tremendous. The mind of a Jew is capable of a tremendous, tremendous amount of Torah. Yet even if the person is not necessarily so sharp, but doesn't have a photographic memory or anything. But v'lo yishkach davar, because the seichel of a Jew is a ruchnisdike thing. It's ruchnis. Ruchnis is not limited by the regular rules and regulations of remembering and forgetting. Ruchnis is something else. Therefore, even a person that has a poor memory, when he has a ruchnisdik experience, he can retain it. He can remember it. It's a ruchnisdik. It's ruchni. It's a lokus. It's not. It's ein sof. It's not. It doesn't follow all the rules of remembering and forgetting. It's ruchni. Ruchni is something that doesn't have boundaries or limitations. So when a person is learning is a ruchnistic experience, and it's an experience of dveikus b'Hashem, so then whatever that limud is, it has staying power. It has the ability to stay, because the person absorbed this, not just with the limited, finite brain of algebra and biology, but with the brain of Torah, with the brain of Elokus. Is a different seichel. It's a seichel Eloki, and it's not confined to is the normal limitations of memory. Remembering and forgetting. Lo yishkach davar, ki dvar ruchni ein tofes makom, because ruchnius is not tofes makom. Ruchnius doesn't take up space. See, let's say this person's mind is limited. It means it has a certain capacity, like a computer has a certain capacity, or the phone has the capacity for a certain amount of information. And the person's brain, everybody's different, and this person has a different capacity for information. Because that's a davar gashmi, and something that's gashmi, you know, even though you might think that your phone has some spiritual powers, it doesn't. It's a cheftza. It's not a gavra, it's a cheftza. And it was made by very smart people. But it's a cheftza, and a cheftza has certain capacity to have. It'll happen sometimes to somebody's phone that your phone says, I'm done, I can't do this anymore. Right, it's just like I'm finished. I, I'm tired. I can't think of anymore. I'm done thinking. Because it's a chepzer. It's a davagashmi. And a davagashmi is limited by gashmi. It's finite and it has specific limitations. And it probably tells inside how much it could take. I don't know how many bites it's called or whatever. It's, I don't know. How much it could take. And then beyond that, it just can't. It's full. Because it's a davagashmi. Just like a wall is a davagashmi, you can't. It's a wall. It's in the way. It's a davagashmi. But ruchnius is something that doesn't have bites. Doesn't have. I'm using the wrong word, but I'm not sure. Doesn't have the capacity. Doesn't have limitations or numbers. That in ruchnius, ruchnius is something. It's not a wall. Therefore, when it comes to fighting against the Yetzirah, Ruchnius is something which is invincible. Gashmius is, now we're talking about who's stronger. And Gashmius, who's stronger? You know, David or Goliath? David or Goliath, who's stronger? And Gashmius. And Gashmius, like I'm talking about that last Shabbos, and Gashmius, all the guys in Las Vegas were betting on Goliath, on Goliath. But David HaMelech is a nish ruchni. It's a ruchnistic. Am Yisrael is a ruchnistic people. So how do you explain to a guy that every single country in the world and all the people of the world have been trying to destroy this little tiny place to kill all the Jews? And then once we have, finally we got a little place where we could call our own, that's our home, and they're all trying to kick us out and to destroy us, and it doesn't work. In Gashmius, there's no explanation for that. How do you explain that in Gashmius? The Torah says, Am Yisrael is a Metzias HaRuchnius. So the Goyim are so frustrated because they try to kill us. They try to kick us out. They try everything they can do to wipe us out. And it's a lo'olech. And they can't find a way, even though the whole media, well, My wife wrote a letter to the. Did you hear what happened this past week or two? I don't know when it happened. That some disgusting person got up. Some nobody gave up. She was graduating from law school in CUNY.
Yeah.
You heard this?
This woman.
Oh, sorry. Woman. I call it more like a dog. She got up, even without what she said about Jews and Zionists, just about America. You ingrate. You ingrate. Go back to Yemen. They would cut out your tongue if you said one word out of line. But and in America, and then her teachers are shaking her hand. I don't know if anybody's talking about this. I don't know if my wife sat down. She wrote a letter. They're not even going to open it up. But she said, "I can't not write a letter. How can there be such a thing in America?" The whole world is opening up again in that way, that for some years they were more embarrassed after the Milchama, but now it's less hidden, and still ubechalzos Netzach Yisrael lo yishakeh, because Netzach Yisrael means Am Yisrael is a rochnis dikim mitzias, and they're banging their heads, the anti-Semites, because they don't know how to destroy this Metzias that's called Am Yisrael. But they can't. Because it's not a wall that you could break. It's a davar ruchni. It's a ruchnistik in Metzias. Am Yisrael. It can't be destroyed. Not with Zyklon B, with gas, and not with the media, and not with missiles. Can't be destroyed. It can't be. It's a ruchnistik in Metzias. So to overcome the Yetzer, when the Yetzer is fighting against you on its own terms, then it's David and Goliath. And Goliath is pretty formidable. It could wipe you out. It could crush you. But when you're a nish ruchni, when you're Torah and you're Yiddishkeit, it's a ruchni sticker, Yiddishkeit, a ruchni sticker Torah, unbeatable. That's when you defeat the Yetzer. It's not, you're a nish ruchni. A nish ruchni. Ruchni is not gvulim and limitations, who's got bigger muscles, who worked out. What? How? In 1948, all the Arabs, tell this this Yishma'ilas, a little history that she's the on top of everything, they're so ignorant. Mm-hmm. What happened in 1948? And how did it happen in such a thing that all of the Sinai Yisrael couldn't defeat the couple of Jews that were walking around in shorts and sandals and some survivors from the Holocaust that didn't know how to fire a gun? Didn't have guns. How could it be such a thing? So they have a thing called Nakba, the catastrophe of 1948. Fantastic. The big Nakba is coming up soon. We should be zeichet to see it.